I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 5th. A Quincy home is a total loss, and a woman was displaced after a two-alarm fire overnight. The blaze broke out in the two-family home at 11 Willette Street in Wollaston at 1:45 this morning. The second floor was fully engulfed in flames when firefighters arrived, and a woman had escaped safely from the first floor. Firefighters say nobody else was in the home and there were no injuries. The fire is believed to have started on the staircase leading to the second floor, which was reportedly under construction. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Firefighters cleared the scene at about 5:30 this morning. Quincy police are issuing a warning about a fake tattoo parlor that's being advertised on social media. At least a dozen people say they've been scammed by the fake listing for KTD Tattoo Studio on Instagram and TikTok that's supposed to be located at 514 South Street in Quincy Point. The address is actually an apartment complex. Victims say when they go to the building, an older man tells them there is no tattoo parlor. The victims have already paid a $100 deposit through an online payment system. Quincy police say they will try to get the victim's money back from the cash payment system and try to identify a suspect. The Quincy Fire Department will be conducting a freight railway drill today from about 9 to noon at the former Quincy Shipyard. People in the area during that time may notice an increased public safety presence. The drill will include mutual aid partners and is being held to enhance preparedness and strengthen response coordination in the event of a freight railway emergency. No members of the public or media will be allowed on the property during today's drill. An investigation continues as friends also remembered the life of a woman from Raynham who was killed in a hit-and-run crash in West Bridgewater Monday night. The woman's been identified as 46-year-old Erfaro Gilbert. Officials say she died after the crash, which happened at about 10:30 p.m. on Route 24 northbound. Police said a preliminary investigation indicated that a Toyota Scion and Gilbert's car, a Honda Accord, were driving on 24 when a Toyota changed lanes and made contact with her Honda. The impact pushed the woman's car into the median strip, where it came into contact with a concrete barrier. Police say the driver of the Toyota fled the scene. As the woman's car was stationary in the left travel lane, a Ford pickup truck struck its rear, causing it to become fully engulfed in flames. Gilbert was pronounced dead at the scene. The operator of the pickup truck was not hurt. Cohasset resident Brian Walsh, who's accused of dismembering his wife, Anna, with a hacksaw and disposing of her remains, is due back in court April 27th. The 48-year-old Walsh, a father of three, will be arraigned in Norfolk Superior Court in Dedham. 10 a.m. April 27th on indictments announced last month related to the murder of his wife at their Cohasset home. Walsh had initially been set to appear in court again yesterday, but the date was changed to April 27th. Officials have also extended the impoundment of search warrant materials through the planned April 27th court appearance. Canton police have recently shared words of warning in the form of a community advisory after police said they've taken several gel blaster guns away from children. The popular toy guns, known to many as Orbeez guns, shoot small pellets that get larger in water. The concern for Police Chief Helena Rafferty is that the guns look like real guns. Rafferty said the alert from Canton Police comes after several social media challenges go viral, including one where children freeze the pellets. The frozen pellets, Rafferty says, become more like a BB gun pellet, which Rafferty said could be very dangerous. Officers around town are now on alert, with the hope that children get the message that if this is supposed to be a funny prank, nobody in Canton is laughing. Nobody's been hurt in Canton to date as a result of the gel blaster guns. And Chief Rafferty says she wants to keep it that way. Check of business news this morning. Stocks pulled back yesterday. The Dow down 198 points. The NASDAQ dropped 63 and the S&P fell 23. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar's flat. The euro rose. Oil at $81 a barrel. Sports. Pirates beat the Red Sox 4-1. They'll play again at 1:35 at Fenway this afternoon. And 76ers beat the Celtics last night, 103-101. Boston hosts Toronto tonight at 7:30. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, some drizzle and mist with highs in the mid-40s. Tonight, damp, a low 44. Scattered showers around tomorrow, but mild, high of 70 degrees. Sunshine returns Friday with a high of 58. Saturday, partly sunny, high 51. For the boater, waves 2 to 3 feet, northeast winds 20 to 25 knots will become easterly 15 to 20 knots later today at a high tide right before noon. Sunrise 6:19, set at 7:13. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 5th.